This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization says 120 million rapid diagnostic tests for the coronavirus will be made available to low- and middle-income countries as the world approaches a death toll of 1 million. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a news conference in Geneva Monday that the tests would cost less than $5. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported Monday that there have been close to 1 million deaths from COVID-19 worldwide. There have been more than 33 million infections around the globe. In India, the country's confirmed coronavirus tally reached 6 million on Monday, behind only the United States, where infections passed 7 million last week. Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, told NBC, quote, "We're nowhere near the end of the coronavirus pandemic." Meanwhile, Europe is experiencing a new wave of coronavirus infections, leading some governments across the continent to reimpose restrictions on residents and businesses. Forces of Armenia and Azerbaijan continued fighting around the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave for a second day on Monday, despite calls from the international community for the hostilities to end. Both sides exchanged accusations of using heavy artillery. The breakaway region reported that at least 27 more soldiers were killed Monday, bringing to 58 the number of its soldiers killed since Sunday, when it says Azerbaijan launched an air and artillery attack. The region also reported 2 civilian deaths. There was no official information about any Azeri military casualties. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the heavy fighting and expressed regrets for the loss of life and the toll on the civilian population. This is